PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for the words premiere and anticipation. At the City Electronics and Frozen Yogurt Superstore, Word Girl is about to battle someone who's definitely not there for the yogurt.
Dan, my favorite show is starting soon.
Oh, that's right. Tonight's that special episode of the Pretty Princess Magic Pony Power Hour.
I've been anticipating this show all week.
Me too.
To anticipate is to think ahead about something exciting that's going to happen. Like, I've been anticipating tonight's episode of Pretty Princess because they're making a big announcement.
Then you'd better hurry and defeat the energy monster.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Energy monster, look at this mess. Your rude behavior is truly shocking. Whoa. Okay, Captain Huggy Face, let's pull the plug on this energy hog. Huggy?
Meanwhile, at the Botsfords.
TJ, where did Becky go?
Huh? Oh, Becky. She went to get a snack about half an hour ago.
She'll be so sad if she misses this.
Shh! It's starting!
But TJ, I thought you didn't even like Pretty Princess.
You're right. I don't. Now be quiet.
And now, Pretty Princess and Magic Pony Power Hour. Tonight's episode, the special present.
A gift for me, the Pretty Princess? Wow! Magical ice skates for my pony and me! Who sent us this wonderful present? From a secret friend who is not the mean Count Cloudy.
Don't believe him, Pretty Princess! Count Cloudy's trying to trick you! Not that I even care. What is this show again?
My plan is working perfectly. It was I who sent them the skates. Pretty Princess and her magic pony will skate so much that she'll be unable to rule the kingdom, which will allow me to take over as king. Me, King Cloudy the First!
La, 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 la.
Gosh, I can hardly stand the anticipation of what's going to happen next.
Back at the Electronics and Frozen Yogurt Superstore.
We'll leave him here until he burns himself out. Now let's hurry home.
Most exciting episode ever.
Oh, the best!
Tell me it's still on!
I'm really sorry, Becky. It just ended.
Oh, no! I can't believe the energy monster made me miss my favorite TV show! I mean, in case you're wondering, I definitely was not at the City Electronics and Frozen Yogurt Superstore battling the energy monster.
Okay.
You fight the energy monster? You're not Word Girl. You're Becky Botsford Girl.
Hey, kids! If you're a real fan of Pretty Princess and her magic pony, then you're invited to attend the upcoming Pretty Princess movie premiere!
A premiere?
A premiere.
A premiere?
That's right, a premiere!
Awesome! What's a premiere?
Oh, a premiere is the first time a new movie is shown in a theater. If we go, we'll be the first people to see it!
Sweet buttered popcorn, a premiere? We are there!
How do we get tickets? Not that I really want to go, but I will if I have to.
To get tickets, all you have to do is first join the Pretty Princess fan club. Then, once you're a member of the fan club, just ask your parents to buy tickets to the Pretty Princess movie premiere.
Don't we have to join the fan club?
Not if you're already a lifetime member.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah, baby!
After a week of anticipation, it's finally here. The Pretty Princess and Magic Pony movie premiere!
Let's see. I'll take 6 Pretty Princess t-shirts, a Pretty Princess flashlight, and 3 Magic Pony glow-in-the-dark watches. No, 4. Okay, 3. 4. 3. 4. Give me 5. And with this Pretty Princess lifetime membership, I'm anticipating a 5% discount. Hello, savings.
I can't believe we're at the Pretty Princess premiere.
I know! It's even more exciting than we anticipated!
Do you think that Word Girl's coming? I hear she loves Pretty Princess. Just like you guys.
What was that?
It's probably nothing.
Good thing I bought these Pretty Princess flashlights. They're practical and sparkly.
Wow! How did that happen?
Oh, that's called refraction. It happens when light passes through a crystal. It's the same thing that happens when sunlight passes through water in the sky to make a rainbow. I love science. I'm a cool dad.
Refraction's cool.
Attention! Attention! I have an announcement here. It turns out that a yogurt spill at the Electronics and Yogurt Superstore allowed the energy monster to escape from the homemade light bulb that Word Girl trapped him in. No need for alarm, though.
Well, what about the movie?
Well, luckily I always anticipate problems, so I got a backup generator. The generator will allow us to make our own electricity so we can watch the movie premiere as planned. All right, let's turn over the generator, please. Over. Over's walkie-talkie speak for I'm all done talking. Over. So now the only thing that can stop this movie premiere from happening is if a monster came right into this theater. I haven't seen any monsters around, have you? Let me check under this man's hat. No monsters there.
Hey, that's my hat.
So, everyone, enjoy the premiere. Over. Just to mean that I'm all done talking here. Over.
Ooh, we're finally gonna see this movie. I've anticipated it for so long.
Meanwhile, outside...
will the energy monster ruin the premiere? Will Becky be forced to turn into Word Girl and miss her favorite show again? Will there be any extra popcorn for me to enjoy after this episode?
Oh, I didn't anticipate how beautiful the Enchanted City would look from up here. Would any of you like to take a ride in the clouds with my magic pony?
Yes! Yes! Take me with you!
Sir, this is a special event. May I see your ticket, please? Hey!
Bring the money back, please!
We want our pretty princess!
Sorry, kids, but we have an uninvited guest. It seems the energy monster's outside stealing the electricity from our generator. We'll start the movie premiere back up as soon as our favorite superhero, Word Girl, shows up and defeats the monster. Meanwhile, who wants to hear the story of how I got kicked out of film school? Over.
Man, I can't believe Word Girl would let the energy monster ruin the premiere.
Oh, TJ, it's not Word Girl's fault. The energy monster feeds off electricity, so he's drawn to wherever he sees the most energy. Right now, the most energy is coming from this premiere.
Oh, no. That doesn't sound good.
Hey, Bob, let's go buy some popcorn and hope that Word Girl shows up soon.
Hello, hello. Energy Monster, Scoops Ming, reporter for the Daily Rag. What do you think of the premiere so far? So you're saying that the special effects are electrifying? Thank you for your time.
Enough is enough, Energy Monster. You already made me miss the Pretty Princess TV show, but you're not gonna make me miss the Pretty Princess premiere.
Yeah, and tell him he owes me a walkie-talkie.
Energy Monster, the curtain's about to fall on your trip to the movies. Huggy, now! Really? Popcorn? Now? How are we gonna stop him? Look! The Energy Monster is afraid of the rainbow. Huggy, go get one of those Pretty Princess scepters and hold it over the searchlight. I have an idea.
See that every day.
It's beautiful.
Oh, she sure is. I mean, it sure is. The rainbow.
Now that's a good use of the Energy Monster's energy. I say it's time to enjoy a movie premiere. I'm so curious to see how it ends.
The power is back on!
And so, Word Girl once again defeats the Energy Monster, who created the most beautiful night anyone can remember, while Mr. Botsford got every pretty princess souvenir they sell. And Becky was finally able to enjoy the much-anticipated movie premiere. Sorry. So tune in next time, because I anticipate it will be another exciting episode of The Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is hover. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Tommy!
To hover means to stop crime, just as Word Girl did in the episodes High Fat Robbery, Coupon Madness, Two Brain Highway.
Let me stop you there. That's incorrect. Anyone else?
I think you should let Tommy finish.
Okay, very well. Tommy!
Word Girl also stopped crime in the episodes Jerky Jerk.
Thank goodness. Emily?
I think to hover is to sort of float in one place in the air.
That is correct, Emily! Congratulations, you are today's winner! Huggy, show her what she's won! It's an official Word Girl state-of-the-art hovercraft! With this hovercraft, you can hover or float above the ground or water. Go from your house to school without your feet ever touching down. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Listen for the words rehearse and shrug.
Just another typical afternoon in the city. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and the butcher is up to no good.
So, butcher, we meet again. Get it? Meet again? Hey, that was a pretty good joke, and all I get is a shrug? Huh, another shrug. Well, you've sunk to a new low, Butcher. A famous villain like you stealing game tokens? That's like stealing from kids.
Yeah, I know, Word Girl. But I was so close to getting the high score on the Dancing Fool game, and then I ran out of money for tokens. Well, I'm not about to let that happen again.
You better put the tokens back, Butcher, unless you want to start rehearsing the jailhouse jig.
Forget that, Word Girl. Salami slam!
Captain Huggy Face.
So I guess you're gonna arrest me now, huh?
Well, I'm in a bit of a hurry, so if you give all the tokens back, I'll let you go.
I guess that's reasonable under the circumstances.
I'm on my way to
rehearse. I mean, to watch a friend rehearse for the city's annual Super Silly Pet Talent Show.
Yeah, the Pet Talent Show! I heard about that!
Yeah, you know one of the first place prizes is a year's supply of game tokens?
You know, if I had a pet as talented as your chinchilla there, I bet I could win for sure!
Okay, no time for chit-chat. Move along. I've got so much to do. Let's see. Gotta check the costumes, rehearse my lines, listen to Dad's new jokes, review the new dictionary, do my home... Oh. Bob, where have you been? I forgot you at the crime scene? Again? Guess I had too much on my mind. Bella, do you want to see something that's sure to cheer you up? Don't shrug. You're gonna love your costume for the show. Ta-da!
All right, you two. Signing you up for the Super Silly Pet Talent Show was the easy part. Now it's time to rehearse so you can win first prize. Oh, this is our year. I can feel it.
Right, Dad. Bobby, you can try the costume on later. Come on, let's rehearse.
Ah!
Ahem. Say hello to the audience, Bob.
Hello to the audience, Bob.
Hey, Bob, do you know what word is spelled incorrectly in the dictionary?
No, why don't you tell me?
Well, Bob, the word incorrectly is spelled incorrectly in the dictionary.
Oh, this is a great rehearsal.
So you like it?
I love it. But if you're going to win first prize, I do have one suggestion.
Bob, stop. Dad's trying to help us.
Well, maybe your jokes should have a wider appeal. You see, Becky, not everyone shares your love of dictionary humor.
Really?
You should have more jokes about Bob there, like how short he is or how hairy he is.
Or how he has really hairy toes?
Bingo! With this material, you are sure to win.
Yeah! Hey, what do you think of Dad's ideas, Bob? Bob? Bob?
Later that day, at the butcher's lair...
Hey, that lonely monkey there kind of rememorates me of Work Girl's hairy sidekick. Boy, if he's half as talented as that eating machine, he could be my ticket to winning that pet talent show and the year's supply of tokens. Come, my little pet. There isn't much time to rehearse.
Dinner time! We're having hot dogs, Bob's favorite. Where's Bob?
I don't know. I haven't seen him since the rehearsal.
I thought the only thing that could keep Bob away from hot dogs was more hot dogs.
Maybe he's in trouble. I'm going to go look for Bob.
Meanwhile, back at the butcher's lair...
Wow, look at you go, my handsome little monkey! Hey, do you think there's enough time for us to rehearse a magic act?
Meanwhile, Word Girl searches high and low for her missing talent show partner. Well, mostly high.
There's Dr. Two Brain's lair. He's fiendishly evil enough to hold Huggy hostage. I better go check it out. Hi, Dr. Two Brain's. Did I catch you in the middle of drawing up one of your evil plans?
Huh? You mean this?
Huh? Why would a genius scientist like you be doing a kid's activity book?
I guess I enjoy the mazes. So, anything I can do for you, Word Girl?
I just stopped by to say hi.
Well, hi. You've never done that before.
There's always a first time.
Snooping through my things, eh?
I thought Captain Huggy Face was here. Have you seen him?
No, I haven't. I'm alone, just me here. Well, me and my all-mouse orchestra. You in the back, you're a little flat.
A desperate Word Girl continues her search.
Why aren't you talking, Word Girl? Has Chuck, the evil sandwich-making guy, made you speechless?
No, I can talk.
Word Girl, how did you get in here?
I knocked on the door and your mom let me in. I didn't mean to interrupt your... What exactly are you doing?
I'm in a play. Yeah, and I was just, practicing my lines. Yeah.
Oh, so you were rehearsing.
Exactly. What's rehearsing?
It means to practice something before you present it to an audience.
Yes, I was rehearsing my play.
Well, I don't want to bother your rehearsal. I was just looking for a friend of mine, but obviously he's not here. Well, good luck with your play.
Okay, Word Girl. We'll see how brave you really are in my belly.
All right, Mr. Big. Where is he? Whoa, you do yoga?
Yes, I'm not only very rich, I'm very flexible. Watch what else I can do.
Wow, but I don't think you're supposed to work while you do yoga. Another shrug. Everyone is shrugging today.
You do yoga your way, I'll do it mine.
I'm looking for a friend of mine, but I can see he's not here. So, good luck with your yoga.
Rusty, I need you to come here and take a letter. And bring the company crowbar. I seem to have tangled myself up again.
Will Word Girl find Captain Huggyface in time for the talent show? Does Captain Huggyface want to be found? Will Word Girl get me a sandwich?
A sandwich? I'm searching for my best friend here.
Sorry, Word Girl, I'm just hungry. I skipped my lunch break, so, you know.
Huggy! Hello, strange pet I've never seen before, but I'm extremely relieved to find...
Hey, nice to see you, Word Girl.
Nice to see you? That's strange. Isn't this usually the point where you yell, Hamalanche, or Pork Chop Chop, and attack me with meat?
Usually, but I'm nearly out of meat. But don't worry, it'll all be worth it when my pet here and I win that talent show. And all those game tokens. My feet are dancing just thinking about it.
But this isn't your pet. Shame on you, Butcher.
Hey, I found him. He was sitting on a bench with his hobo sack. Finders keepers, Word Girl.
Hobo sack? You ran away? Wow, what is this, National Shrug Day?
What exactly is a shrug?
A shrug is when you raise your shoulders up instead of saying, I don't know, or I don't care. See?
Oh, I get it. Thank you.
Now, Butcher, you need to return this pet. He's probably someone's best friend. Maybe even their sidekick. Maybe he didn't show up for dinner, and his owner was really worried. And maybe she started thinking that she might never see him again. And that made her very sad. And maybe she looked all over the city for hours, worried sick. I mean, she doesn't know what she'd do without him.
I never thought of it like that. Of course, Word Girl. You bring that pet back to the owner. I gotta go in the back now. I got something in my eye.
Sorry again for flying off without you, and for ignoring your feelings about the costume and the jokes. Now, is there anything I can do to make it up to you?
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for our next act, Bob and Becky!
Bravo! Bravo! That's my daughter!
I can't believe we did so well! We barely had time to rehearse! You're right, we do make a great team. Yeah, you do look good in a tux.
Maybe that's why they call a tux a monkey suit, huh? You can use that one in your act if you want. We're taking this show on the road. What's the deal with airplane food?
Thanks, Dad. Maybe next year. Right, Bob?
And so, it's another Word Girl episode of... episode of... Sorry, they just handed me this script. I had no time to rehearse. Don't shrug at me. I'm a professional. Here, I'll prove it. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl. See?
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo awesome! And this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round! Emily, you correctly defined the word hover. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yep.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for hover. What's your answer, Emily?
Huggy riding an elephant. That is just too cute. But the answer is number one. Word Girl is hovering over Dr. Two Brains.
That's correct. Show her what she's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl hovering device for your elephant.
Too cute.
See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
One of my favorite words is adventure because it makes me think of a beginning of a big long memory full of laughter and excitement and a great journey to remember.
My favorite word is pugnacious because it sounds really funny. It means when someone enjoys fighting. I'm a little pugnacious. Well, that's what my mom says. My brother's a little pugnacious, says my other brother. And kind of my sister.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what grimace means. That's right. Grimace is the kind of face you make when something hurts. Congratulations, Huggy.